Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the SETI Ranch, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. We had to apologize for last week's show. We had some technical difficulties, and the line kept dropping on and off, and then didn't work at all. So where I was trying to call in from, we had a lot of problems, and so we just did a replay, thank God. Don was there to catch that. And we also had Planet X, Jason Rand scheduled for tonight. But unfortunately, he had some problems with his airline reservations and they, changed his booking or whatever. And so he's on the plane right now. So he won't be able to make tonight's show. Good news is we've got a lot of other things going on. We've had some amazing sightings here just last night. And quite a few guests have been out and watched these sightings. And rather than take my word for it, I'd rather listen to the guests that were here. And we have some international guests. There's a few things more I want to cover first. But the WESAC Festival was quite an interesting festival. It was very different. There's a lot of great speakers there. And unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to listen to many of them because I was busy running the booth and doing some other things there. But Shasta has an amazing energy there. Some people know about the energy at Shasta, and it seems to just push everything up. And if you get a group together in this group energy, it's amazing how you can almost create a feeding frenzy, like a shark frenzy, and with combined issues and things like that. And it gets pretty interesting. And there was a point there where I felt such intense energy and some things that were so intense that basically I had to, kind of for self-preservation, like pack up and hit the road and get out of Dodge. But we've done just tons of clearing on this. We've continued to do clearings on the energy. I think what's sad there, with all due respect to the energy there at Shasta and things and the people on the inner earth and the Lemurians or the people of Telos, is you wonder why they aren't out walking among the people there. I kind of experienced it firsthand, the past two times I've been there. And I think what's very sad is that when you look at the teachings of each master, whoever you call them, Jesus, Babaji, Saint Germain, all these beings, their main teachings, all of them, were to go within, that God is within, and it's important that each person make their own personal God connection. But what happens there is that it starts to get organized, and then the teachings get diluted and changed, and the next thing you know, it's like they've got everybody in worship mode. And like leaking batteries, they're leaking. All of their energy is going out, and they're praying for the masters to fix them, to heal them, to do it, versus establishing their own God-self connection and they're in establishing contact with their own inner healer, their own inner guidance, and doing what all the masters taught. It's quite interesting. And when you try to take away their toys, and say, look, there's no more babysitting, it's time to get on with it and fulfill your destiny down here and know that you're all unique gods and goddesses here for your own unique purpose, and it's time to go within and find out what that is. People get very upset with that. And so I also noticed that, too, there's feeding frenzies going on other levels. I was listening to part of the Zany Mystic show, and it was great, and they were talking about some of the negative energies. Well, when you have a whole bunch of people together leaking energy like leaky batteries, and there's other entities that just love to step in and jump in from the astral levels and other low levels, and feed on that frenzy and create as much chaos as possible. And we see that quite often. But there are some wonderful teachers there and healers there that are helping to hold the energy, and they are empowering people. And it was awesome because I ended up with my good friend Michal Ledwith. We ended up with a cabin side by side, and he didn't have a car. They didn't gift him a car or transportation, so I became his kind of like his chauffeur and friend, you might say, the whole time. And we had some long talks about this situation and this problem and how to turn this around. And it's a tough nut to crack because it's, people you don't want to, take away people's idols and their gods and their images, and very, you know, when you come and tell them, look, you know, there's no free rides, you know, these beings will help you out now and then, but they're not there to be your, you know, endless babysitter, and their names aren't to be used as badges, you know, to wear, you know, pins and badges with faces on them and show everybody how holy you are because, you know, you're in touch with this being or that being. You know, that's not the program. You know, but, you know, they do exist, and they are here to help humanity, but we have to get very clear with our motives and our intentions when we're working with these higher beings, and, you know, stay humble and don't separate ourselves from the rest of humanity. You know, a lot of people go, God, that's so awesome, you know, you've had contact with these beings and these UFOs and everything else, and I said, you know, that's nothing, try dying, you know, and cross over. Experience the source itself and come back. There's not too much that can top that. But what's even better is having your own personal God connection and walking around, you know, and become the master that you worship, or become, they're just holding a focus or an ideal, and they're leaving behind tools and techniques to empower each individual to become a master, not to stay in worship mode. So it's very important, and it's you know, people get upset and they say it's sacrilegious and you know, it's, you know, there's the spiritual blasphemy, you know, and then there's the religious blasphemy and the scientific blasphemy, and I think I fit into all three categories, so. So anyway, I'm a practicing heretic on every level, and really my main focus is to assist people in connecting with the God within, and that's it, and all these other experiences come with the process. So, you know, you meet all these beings along the way, you know, on your own path to enlightenment and making your own personal God connection. You're going to, you know, connect with all these different beings. But anyway, it was quite an interesting experience, and took quite a few major energy hits while I was there. And I've never had that happen before. I've always been very shielded, very protected, felt really good, could walk anywhere, but for some reason there was quite a boatload of things to clear, and it got on, you know, like spiritual overload there for me this time, this time around, and so I broke a few engagements. I was supposed to go here and there and go out to breakfast with one group and do this and do that and dinner, and I just called them up and said, I got to get out of here, you know, I'm out of town. And what's interesting is I felt great as soon as I got a little distance away, so. You know, I can't stress enough the importance to do this clearing work because, you know, I was so busy with other things I couldn't keep doing the clearing work, and it started stacking up and started getting on top of me. But there are, you know, there are astral beings out there. There are lower vibrational beings that, you know, in the infrared and the other levels as well, that just love kind of stacking up, you know, if you don't, you know, keep on top of your clearing work. And we have a wonderful saying that just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, so. If you're talking to a being or a spirit, you know, they just make sure who you're talking to. But, you know, I was wondering, you know, if there's this beautiful being there in Telos, you know, this whole underground city and all these other things, you know, why don't they pop up and say hi once in a while, you know, and deliver some messages and things like that. And I think they know the human condition, which is prone to seek and continue in seek mode forever and worship or fear. And so they mainly keep to themselves. But it's something we have to break. You know, we have to break the fear and the unworthiness and the guilt and all those patterns that have been laid on top of us. And we have to, you know, quit worshiping outside of ourselves and giving our power away. And I think once we reach those states of consciousness, that they would love to come out and join us and assist us in our evolutionary process. But nonetheless, you know, it's been quite an eye-opening experience, and I'm sure glad to be back up on the ranch. Be that as may, I'd love to get out to the guests. Hopefully we can hook up a line out there, and we have our guests out in the Skywatch field right now. It's still light out, but they have gotten some pretty good photographs, even daylight photographs out there of some ships, and hopefully we can bring these people on to talk about that. Can we hook up the phone to the Skywatch field, hopefully? and hopefully somebody will answer out there. But we have a great group out there, and we have people from everywhere, you know, that have come to see the ships. And, you know, rather than me telling you what happened last night, I'd rather you hear it from them. But we might be having some trouble hooking up that line. We're having, at the station, we're having some computer difficulties. Don, are you with us? Can you hook up the Skywatch line? Hello? Don's frantically working on his computer, which is freezing up occasionally. But I hear everybody laughing out there, so something must be going on. But anyway, last night we had something very large fly over the ranch here, as well as quite a few others. And I think the night before it was pretty overcast and raining, and the night before that we went out and saw, oh boy, we were only out there for about 10 or 15 minutes because it started raining, but we did have some clear patches, and we saw quite a few ships, you know, there zipping around. But I think we saw, we lost track, saw about 8 or 9. We brought out the third generation night vision and saw all kinds of things. But they also got some wonderful orb pictures as well, some Arcturian orbs. But I don't hear the line hooking up. Hopefully, Don, you can hook that up soon. Into the Skywatch. Into the Field of Dreams. Hopefully, we'll be going soon. Hello, Don. Well, we'll just keep talking until they get that line hooked up. There's some a lot more amazing things going on. The ships seem to be appearing around the world, and
Oh, the PS speaking.
Oh, hello.
Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing?
How's things?
Oh, doing great. Can you state your name and where you're from?
Yeah, my name's Pierre Van Odelak, and I'm originally from Australia, but I actually live in Hong Kong these days.
All right.
Yeah.
So what brings you up to the ranch?
Well, after studying the UFO phenomena for the last, say, 12, 18 months, we basically found out about your ranch, James, and heard about the activity going on and stuff and saw all the good footage. So we thought we had to come and see for ourselves. And like advertised on the first night, we just saw so much stuff. It was amazing.
Great. Do you want to cover some of that, some of the things you saw while you were here last night?
Yeah. Well, when we first sort of went out into the field, Nigel and myself were sort of standing there, and we saw a UFO come in from the right, and it was quite faint, but it sort of came in, and it was moving, you know, quite sharp and quite fast on like a descent, nothing like any aeroplane that I've sort of seen before. And that sort of went out quite quickly, but then the big one, there was a big ship that came in from the left, and it was really bright orange, and it moved really slowly from left to right. But the strange thing was that it was bobbing up and down, like it would sort of go along for, you know, maybe a mile or two, and it would sort of bob, and then another mile or two. And then the amazing thing was it kind of stopped in front of the mountain, or slowed right down, and we got like a real good look at it, and it was like quite low. And then it sort of kept moving off to the right, and it was just amazing. It was like, you know, so much brighter than any star or any aeroplane. It was crazy.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
You got some... you also got some daylight footage as well.
Yeah, well, this morning when we woke up, we just, you know, we saw the beautiful, you know, mountain shot, and we thought, you know, we have to get some photos. And we just went out with our cameras and just started taking some shots. And I didn't see the UFOs in the photo initially, but then when I put it on my laptop, I saw this like big gray ship on like a 45-degree angle coming out of the mountain. Going up into the atmosphere, it was pretty amazing. And we also, Nigel, he'll tell you about it, but he got a photo of this, almost like a drone, this weird-looking ship with like a big tail and like a small front section. It doesn't look like an airplane. It's quite weird. And it's sort of like heading into the mountains. But, yeah, it was really, really amazing.
And so overall, you're having a good time while you're here?
Oh, it's just been so worth the trip. I mean... at first we were a bit worried about the weather and stuff, but just, you know, amazingly it cleared up last night and we just got such a show. And considering that we've only been here for like 24 hours, we've had, you know, daylight photographs, nighttime sightings, and like the orbs and things. It's just been really, really good. It's just an amazing place.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Well, I'm glad you came out and got to have this experience.
Yeah, it's been awesome, and thanks for having us, by the way. It's really good.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah. But do you want me to put you on to Nigel James? He's here.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll put him on. Here you go.
Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, very, very well. We've just finished a lovely dinner in your paddock overlooking Mount Adams. Fantastic.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so to finish off what Speedy was saying, we've had a fantastic time, and it's just been able to answer a lot of the questions that we've all been pondering for a while, especially myself and Speedy and friends and family as well.
Now, you also got some orb pictures while you're out there.
Yeah, we got some great orb pictures, and there was a very bright, colorful orb with a lot of colors in it, and possibly an Arcturian orb. So we're going to try and meditate tonight and try and bring some more in this evening so we can all look.
Yeah, we'll have to get out there with the cameras and do some focus work and bring them in.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great. We're all very excited here tonight, actually, and the weather's just cleared up, and we can see the top of the mountain.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah, we had a thunderstorm here just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it was. It's cleared up. I think it's made the air clearer, too. It's just beautiful. It's crystal clear. It's like you're standing on the mountain, and from 13 miles away, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully we can get them to come out of the mountain.
Yeah. Well, from what we've seen in the last day or so, anything's possible.
Yeah. That does kind of turn your world around. I mean, people that... It's so much different to study this and research it, but when you experience it firsthand, it's amazing what it does to your psyche and your consciousness, and it really confirms what you've always felt all along.
Absolutely, and that's exactly the way to explain it too, because you know inside yourself, you know inside your stomach and your heart that there's definitely something going on, and you get to see it here live, as advertised on the internet.
Yeah. People think we're kidding when we tell them that.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. And so we've got some great photos and, more importantly, some great feelings to take back with us to Hong Kong.
Yeah, well, it's been a pleasure having you here at the ranch. Right?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And we're looking forward to the next day, so it's going to be great fun.
Great. Hey, well, thanks so much for coming on the air.
Okay, cheers, James.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Hello. Yeah, we're going to see if we can get this hooked up again. Lost our connection.
Brenda!
Oh, we got a connection here.
Yeah, here we are.
Okay, yeah, we lost you there for a second.
Hello.
Hello, is this Brenda?
Yes.
Oh, great. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, I can't thank you enough for that lovely dinner you brought up for everybody. That was incredible.
Oh, it was so beautiful out here. I wish you could have been out here with us.
Yeah, I'll be out there soon.
Okay.
Do you want to talk a little bit about some of your experiences here or some of the things that you've experienced while you've been at the ranch or coming up to the ranch?
Okay. I just kind of stumbled up here once because of the energy is so amazing up here. And last weekend I was here and my friend and I stayed up till about 2:30 in the morning and there were lights blinking us on top of the mountain. And we would ask them a question, and they would blink. We would say blink three times, and they would blink. And then there was a bunch of them, they'd come together and they'd all be one bright light shining at us, and then they'd break up into a bunch of different lights. It was so beautiful. So that was really fun.
Did you see some of the, you've seen a lot of the other ships, I know, in your other experiences here, but you've also had some phenomenal, more spiritual experiences while you've been here.
Yes, I totally do. This is my, I feel like this is my favorite place on Earth. Especially in the pyramid that you built.
Oh, yeah.
I love to go in there. Yeah, this is it. This would be so amazing here.
Yeah, I'm glad, definitely glad you're back with us again. I haven't seen you for a while, but I'm glad you're coming back up to the ranch.
I know.
Yeah.
I've missed you guys. Well, I'll let you go. Do you want to talk to somebody else?
Yeah, who else is out there?
Well,
I just got the phone off.
Talk to both of the fellas from Australia.
Yeah, I think they talked.
Okay, this beautiful girl here. Okay.
All right.
There she is. Hello?
Hello, is this Joy?
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Welcome to BBS Radio.
Thank you.
So how are you, are you having fun since you've been here?
I'm sorry?
I said, have you been having a good time since you've been here?
Oh, it's been awesome. I saw a mothership last night. I was actually not paying attention, and it caught me out of the corner of my eye, and it lit up really large and larger than life. It's very bright and moved slowly across the sky, and it was the second time I've seen one, and it was definitely the largest. Came very close, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it seemed like from the other witnesses it seemed to stop and was bobbing around, and I saw it as well go all the way across the horizon, you know, from one end to the other, and totally going into the Earth's shadow and beyond, and staying illuminated, which means it's definitely self-illuminated.
Yeah.
And then I guess the first night here, we got to see quite a few ships, too, as well. I know we went out with a night vision and got to play with that. And you were spotting quite a few with just your naked eye.
Yep. Yeah, didn't even need the binoculars. They were showing themselves or crossing the sky, crisscrossing.
What was your feeling when you saw the mothership come over?
Oh, just peace. There's nothing to fear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, did you feel like somehow connected to it, or was there like a major excitement around it, or just really glad to have the experience? Or
I guess the peace is the best word that comes to mind, because I was already relaxed, and it didn't frighten me.
Not worried about them dropping in on you and
not
abducting you.
Not at all.
Like all the Hollywood films, portray it.
No, it just seemed like very, very natural. And,
Well, hopefully I can get out there and in a little while we can start doing some focus work and bring in some orbs and bring some more ships in.
Yeah, awesome.
Is there anybody else out there that wants to go on the air?
Let me check. One moment.
We might have covered most of the people.
Hey, this is Dennis.
Hello.
James.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What brings you up to the ranch?
What's that again?
I said, what brings you up to the ranch?
Just all the years of people talking about it and seeing everything on the website and my own personal sightings in Northern California. So I wanted to take what I've already learned and what I've already seen and compare it to what I may see here on your ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited to see what happens. I've heard some great stories so far. I've got a few stories of my own and great pictures. And, I just want to see how close things approach. And I think that's my greatest fascination. One of the things we were just talking about also is as far as meditation, that's an area that I haven't explored very deeply. my entire, the past decade, my obsession has been with UFOs and the supernatural. But I am very much a beginner at meditation. So learning that process and seeing what that can do for me, that's where my interest is held tonight.
That's one of the reasons we've been so successful, because we've had a lot of investigators out here chasing the ships down, trying to catch them.
Right.
And they never really tried sitting down and inviting them,
Exactly.
And these are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings, so it makes common sense that, if we rose to the occasion and meditated and sent the message out with the right intention, that we would actually draw that experience, and that's pretty much what we do.
Well, that was a conversation that we had earlier. We wanted to know, when we first got to the ranch with the other fellows here, we were kind of discussing, well, what do you think brings them to this particular location? And I think the ultimate aim for them is to spread the word of, that they do have loving intentions, and that knowing that they are perfectly safe here, there is nothing hostile about this particular area, and by them communicating to us or by them showing themselves to us, we'll then spread that word to 3, 4, 5 other people. And, more of a grassroots type effort, I guess, we can really get the word out and maybe they'll show themselves en masse, when
mm-hmm.
more people are comfortable with the reality of it, that's the time. That's the time that they come forth. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm extremely excited about it, and I've heard nothing but good things. I've seen the pictures that you have and the experiences that these guys have had as of this morning. Possibly pictures of drones, orbs, just everything, all interdimensional type activity. It's fascinating. At the very least, it's fascinating, and I think any skeptic should... I'm not particularly a skeptic. I've had more than my own share of proof, but
mm-hmm.
I think skeptics should come here just to experience and just to, to weigh the facts and weigh with what they see. So,
yeah, the evidence is undeniable for any reasonable mind, which leaves the other, unreasonable group out there.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter how much evidence you provide or show, they'll always have an answer for it. But to me, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, and quacks like a duck or whatever.
It's a duck.
It's a duck.
That's exactly it. I think most of the people, I wonder how much energy these days I choose to expend on people that no matter what you show them, just like you say, you can show them things that they've never seen in their life. And you can simply ask them, how can you explain that? You know full well this isn't anything you've seen in your life. You know it's not an airplane or a helicopter, or it's silent, or it's fully illuminated, or it's only captured within an infrared range. There's a variety of reasons why it can't be explained. And, you just look to those people for the discussion of it and for them to keep an open mind. And it is very frustrating to find people that just shut the door and they say, it's not part of their belief system. And... so it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an awful shame. I think there's more about this world that we don't know of than what we do, and we're all here to learn about all these things that that we can't fully explain, but we're here to learn. And so I don't know your take on that, James. That's how much time you spend discussing this with the non-believers, but I don't know. You can give me your take on that.
Not very much.
And I think that's where I'm heading. I think I spent way too much time in the early years trying to prove my point, and I don't think that's something that should
mm-hmm.
be done anyway. Let people believe. I think they need their first experience. They need their own experience, and that's all it comes down to. The day that I saw my first UFO and I knew that we weren't alone, I could not get enough. I couldn't read enough. I couldn't watch enough and listen to enough experts who truly know more than I know about this this entire phenomena. And I think that's what it takes. Listening to it from me won't do the trick. They need something more. But as it gets darker here tonight, the excitement the excitement's kind of growing at the table here. So,
I was that way, and I was on an intense spiritual journey, and I just accepted the fact that it's a big universe, and I'm sure there's other life forms out there, and you know, all boils down to how big is your God, you know?
Right, right.
And, you know, or your image of the universe, you know, and small mind, small God, you know, and small universe. That's the bottom line.
Yes.
But you know, like they said, it's an incredible waste of space, you know, to create all those multiverses out there and not put anything on them.
You know, the more time goes by and you see more scientists coming forth and, you see the possibility of Earth-like planets and how everything just becomes so possible. So even beyond the interdimensional, you're talking, you know, even within our galaxy, the possibilities are there.
Mm-hmm.
Even Einstein had once told us that, you know, we're only just one part of the equation away from, you know, doing light speed and beyond light speed. That's all it was. You know, for anybody that says that, well, it's impossible. How do they get from here to there? Well, I don't think it's, I think it's more interdimensional than anything rather than, you know, just the speed that they do. But, you know, technology is taking us very close in our own right. And you take a species that's a million or 10 million or 100 million years ahead of us. Oh, what could possibly be possible at that point? I think that's the least, as far as the questions go, I think that's absolutely possible. And
yeah, some of the ones we've been contacted here with are about 2 million years ahead of us.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, and their ships are alive, and there's a symbiotic relationship between them and their ships, and it's technology is beyond our wildest dream, and, you know, some of it includes holograms, and that can be seen as physical to us. We may think it's totally physical, but it's just a hologram.
Right, right. So, there's so much to learn. There's so much to learn, and we're all pretty excited to learn a little something tonight. That's for sure. I just like to see everybody keep their minds open. Nothing can make me happier than to see someone with an open mind. What you believe is what you believe. It's going to take you time. You're going to go at your own pace. But if you shut the door on it, I think you're really, really losing out on what's real.
Oh yeah, the research now they've proven without a shadow of a doubt that we actually see with our brains. We don't see with our eyes because our eyes are bringing in billions of bits of information.
Right.
And we're actually, you know, processing a very small portion of that, and we're only processing what's functional for us, or what is aligned with our everyday world and things like that. So,
right.
So basically, your brain chooses what you see or how much of that it's going to filter out or process or work on. And
exactly.
And so it's very important to have an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent, and just be available to have this experience. And, and I always tell people that it's good to be discerning. It's good to have some level of discernment. But, again, just... You definitely need to keep that, that innocence going or that open-mindedness going, and that's when you have these experiences.
And that's it. And so we'll see what we can catch on camera tonight.
Yeah.
But at least the skies are clearing, and, we were a little concerned about that earlier in the day, but if something's going to happen, it can certainly happen tonight.
Well, you got the right group out there. You have some people out there that are, you might say they're pioneers. They've been out there, you know, coming up for quite some time. And then you have some other new people that are coming up that are, you know, very open-minded and loving, and they're very excited, which draws that experience. So I'm sure there's going to be some really awesome things happening tonight.
You know, the energy level's pretty high. I mean, we're all positive people about this, and I think that's, again, going back to that, I think that has a lot to do with it. If you're going to present, if you're, you know, of another species, would you present yourself to somebody that could potentially harm you, or are you going to present yourself to somebody who wants to learn about you and, you know, has no ill intent? And I think that's pretty much where we stand now. So.
Yeah, there's an old saying, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. Yeah.
I mean, I think in its simplest terms, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... yeah, let's hope for the best tonight. So
great. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, you bet, James. You bet. Good talking to you.
All right. Take care.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
Well, I think that's it for our Skywatch. I'm pretty sure we've gotten just about everybody on that wanted to come on. I can't think of anybody we missed. But anyway, it's been just an awesome couple days up here. We've had incredible activity. I felt just intense energy coming in lately. And I know there's a lot of people right now that are having trouble with this new energy as it comes in. And so I want to give a little advice with that. You know, the bottom line is that whenever we shift into judgment or projection or blame or whatever, you know, it's basically what CIMI, and also too, there's, you know, we can deem ourselves very spiritual or very advanced or whatever, you know, but if we're embracing something emotionally and we're pissed off and we want to make that other person wrong, it means that we still have work to do. You know, that's just the way it is. And no one's infallible, no one's perfect, and, that's the first thing I tell people before I even teach any classes, that, you know, I'm not your guru, I'm not your messiah, you are, and I'm not infallible, and I have my own unique purpose for being here. So if you follow me, you're lost, because you need to get on with your own unique purpose, and that's my function here, is to help people get on with their own unique purpose for being here. The skies up here are just amazing. This wonderful rainstorm we had is it's kind of awesome, because we had some pretty big thunderbolts hitting over here next to us, and I was wondering about the the wisdom of sitting here during a thunderstorm with a big metal microphone in front of me and a headset on and everything else and a computer. But, you know, I could probably, what's his name? I can't remember his name now that he got hit by the lightning bolt and became enlightened. But I don't think I need to do that program, hopefully. But there's a lot of energy flying around right now. And ever since May 4th, right around the 4th, there is a large influx of energy came in. And it just shook everything up, and it shook a lot of people up. And we're still recovering from that. We're in that phase. And I felt another phase with the full moon, the Wesak full moon came up, and that was intense, too. And the energy coming in during the full moon on Wesak was so intense. I mean, that was just... I just needed to get back home, get grounded. I was on total overload. I couldn't handle any more chaos or any more, you know, anything. I just needed to get back up to the ranch and get into my safe little sanctuary here where I feel totally supercharged and recharged and to deal with this energy and work on clearing it. But, it's very important to realize is that, this clearing process that we're undergoing has many, many levels to it. And so just because, you know, we have a mental body and an emotional body, and we also have an astral body that has all of our past lives recorded in there, and sometimes we have wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences that are carried in there from past lives, and we have them in our mental and emotional body, and we also have cellular memory as well. And all the denser consciousness and energy that we're holding in those fields, in our bands, whatever you want to call them, in our multidimensional selves are being activated right now. Yeah, it's just imperative right now to go within, you know, focus on love and joy, our true nature, and start releasing everything else, you know, that is not, and welcome the triggers, you know, thank the triggers that have manifested to trigger that within us. I love hanging out with Michal. We were talking about it, and he said, you know, if your life is great and you're just cruising and you know, you're just, everything's perfect and you're cruising along, he said, you're not doing your work. You know, there's something wrong because you know, we do need to, as the new energy comes in, what it does, it creates chaos. And so as we're engaging this new energy, it's going to be pushing everything up. So we have a point where everything is cool and we're relaxed and we've assimilated, you know, what's going on. And then the next big burst comes in, and the more you engage the light and the higher consciousness and energy, the more you're going to go through waves of this. And the entire planet is actually going through this same process because there's waves of energy moving through the planet that are pushing up all the fear and the guilt and the unworthiness and all the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences and, you know, all the organizations and institutions that no longer serve are being shaken, you know, to their very core. And it's just a process. and we're going through it, and everything is being exposed right now. So we're in those times, and it's just going to get exponentially stronger and stronger. So, you know, I always say resistance to enlightenment is futile. You know, the planet is taking its path. It's moving in its ascension process. It is conscious, and it's going through its transmutation, and us, you know, having our own bodies, not just the earth body, but our own physical bodies are also going through this transmutation process, and we're dropping off all the old dross, you know, the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, you know, that have been stored within our own bodies and our emotional and mental bodies, and the earth is dumping all the psychometrized energy that, you know, of all the wars and battles and all the other problems, and the old grid is being torn away, and the new grid is coming in to take its place. So basically, change is in the wind. It's happening on every level. One of the things we run into quite a bit, which I see to me, to my own experience, I do believe that consciousness creates reality. You know, I do believe, you know, we had a long discussion about this, Michal and I, about, you know, we can't just say, well, I create my own reality, so I don't think it's so, so it's not so. Well, if you haven't mastered yourself yet, if you haven't actually made that connection with your own God self, and you haven't done your spiritual practices, you know, we're talking about a master walking here that has that ability, that can stand in front of a great wave or a tsunami and stop it. Or they can stand, you know, in front of a great storm and quiet it. And things of that nature. You know, they've done their homework. They've done their time. They've mastered themselves. We just can't just throw out an affirmation or something and then think it's going to be so. You know, you might have a very rude experience. But I'm seeing this over and over again where people will not take stock. You know, we're going into some major earth changes, and I was listening to a wonderful DVD. One of the masters was talking, and he said, you know, to stop where we're going right now, he said everybody would have to stop driving their cars. You know, everybody would have to stop eating those burgers where they're tearing out all the rainforest and everything for just a 1 or 2 year crop and then moving on. And you know, we'd have to stop polluting, you know, the waters, the ocean. You know, we'd have to stop using all those chemicals. And you know, and you really look back at it and you go, well, how many people are going to do that? And how many people are going to start making that change right now? And you'll see not that many. So I see nature is going to do her process and do her walk right now into the next level. And if we wake up and smell the coffee, we're going to go with that flow, and we're going to move with that flow with loving detachment. And to stand and continue in the status quo, which is very disastrous, not only to our own health, but the planet's health as well, is just ludicrous. It's just crazy to think that, you know, we can just make an affirmation and then continue on with our lives, with what we're doing to the planet and to other people. I mean, we think about the wars with all the depleted uranium we're spreading all around the planet here, and just the consciousness that we're creating here, the fear, I think there's something like 1.2 million people that were killed in Iraq. And most of those were civilians. I think that's what their latest figure is. You know, we've got, you know, how many of our own troops that we've lost. You know, this is a real mess. And it was all on deception. It was all based on deception. So anyway, there's a lot of the stuff going on. You know, I keep hearing channels saying, you know, you're negative. You're talking about the dark side. So you're not clear. You're not healthy or whatever. You know, you're not spiritually attuned. And, you know, enlightenment means being in knowledge of all of it, the big picture, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it, you know, in the now. You need to know about the past and the future in the eternal now. And when you are plugged into that, you can go forward or back in time. Your soul is eternal. You know, it's not fully attached to the body. You can go out of body. You can check out the future. You can check out the past. You can go anywhere you want to go. And once you get in touch with your spiritual nature, and the more you can do your focus work, you can create your tomorrow. You can create a completely different tomorrow. And enough people are doing that, this will change. But, you know, we just can't, like, blow it off, wave a hand, and say, go away, and it goes away. You know, if you blow it off and wave your hand and you say, go away, and it does go away, you're walking in your own self-mastery, and kudos to you. You know, but to, you know, there's a great man, I think, that said, you know, I love what he said, you know, a man's got to know his limits. You know, that was Clint Eastwood, actually. So, you know, if we get caught up in the spiritual ego and we get caught up in the social consciousness game and you know, just the words without really doing the time and doing our quiet time and our nature time, then we're going to have these experiences to show us and test us and show us exactly where we are at, you know, in consciousness and in the ability to alter our future or alter, you know, what's coming down the pike. But I don't, you know, denial is not a river in Egypt. You know, it's a process that most of the civilization has been undergoing. We've been on that journey, and we're getting a major wake-up call. You know, and it's unavoidable. You know, we're seeing it very clearly. We're seeing who's who, who's really running things. We're seeing all the deceptions, the lies, the profit at any expense, and you know, we're seeing all of that come to the surface. And hopefully, if enough people wake up, we can redirect this planet and start going in a better direction. I think we might have a caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, James.
Yes.
Hi, James. This is JoJo. I've actually been up to the ranch once and
oh, great.
Really enjoyed my time up there. And I just have a question. I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought here.
Okay.
But while you're going with this, what do you do in terms of your, you know, daily practice and meditation, if that's not too personal of a question to ask? Because I would think, you know, you're talking about how all these things are happening, but there's always something we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts within, and I know you do a lot of meditation, so is that something you can share with us, like what you do in your meditations?
Exactly. What I do is that there's many different meditation techniques
mm-hmm.
out there, and one of the simplest ones is just focus on the breath. And with me, I having experienced the source, I know it's just this pure, unconditionally loving, joyous, blissful energy. And so what I do is I make that my focus. I focus on the most loving, joyous, blissful energy I can. In my meditation, I just focus on the breath, and pretty soon I move to that still point within, and that is our true nature anyway, this incredible, blissful being. And, you know, that's basically what I do. But we also do a lot of transpersonal release process where we help people clear, you know, wounds, traumas, and patterns. And we clear any unseen negative influences. We clear past lives, any birth trauma from birth on up, and then initiate people into conscious contact, you know, with their own main teacher and guide, you know. But it's very important that these guides and masters that come in are really there to assist you in gaining your own self-mastery. They're not there to do everything for us, or we still have to walk through, you know, our soul journey down here and experience, you know, what we've set up, because we've projected into this quantum field that has a beginning and ending here as a soul, and to do certain things, gain wisdom from certain experiences, and release the past and to run this program. So you know, we still have to run that program and get through it. We can, through enough spiritual work and meditation, we can start altering that program and redirecting our lives and moving in a more positive direction. And so we do a lot of meditation on earth healing meditations and helping people get clear and you know, it's just a lot of work on that. Especially we do intense clearing of unseen negative influences, which really stacked up this last week. I've never seen so much clearing we've had to do with discarnate beings and other beings that are a bit confused and interfering with this awakening healing process.
Yeah, trust me, I understand. Just hours of clearing work, and I still kind of feel miserable. But can you imagine going a week and not doing hours every day? You know, how far down you'd feel at that point. You know?
Yeah, what I find is if I don't do the work, it starts stacking up. And then I start having all these accidents. I start having ill health. All these strange things start happening. And then all of a sudden the little light goes on and goes, you know, I think I need to do a clearing.
Yeah.
And I do a clearing, and all of a sudden I feel great, you know, and things start working, and all the other little problems just start going away.
Yeah, I hear exactly what you're saying. And when you're doing your meditations, like, you know, you just went over a lot of stuff, and I know you have limited time now,
mm-hmm.
but are you doing any specific prayers for the planet, bringing any specific energies into the planet?
You know, we have, mainly what I did is I wrote it down in the books in the Reunion with Source.
Okay.
And all of the techniques, you know, they're on the website there. You can go to the books if you go to eseti.org.
Okay.
And all of the techniques are in there on how to heal unseen negative influences, how to do planetary healing meditations. There's a lot more in there, too, and it talks about basically how we got kind of off track in our evolutionary process because, you know, the Earth was created to be an Eden where everybody would live in harmony with each other and nature and evolve to their highest potential. And that's our whole focus, is to get back on track, you know, to bring heaven to Earth and get back to Eden and stop with all the competition and you know, the other nonsense that we seem to be involved in.
Yeah. Well, I wish you all the luck with it. Continued success, James. And hope you have a great night. Seeing all the ships out there tonight.
Oh, great. Thanks.
You know, thank you for all the information, too, on the website.
Oh, yeah. This Tibetan master told me, he said that the reason there's so few people that are enlightened is because it's so damn simple. He says, get out in nature and focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, if more of us did that, we'd have a better world.
Yeah, except it's hard to find nature in the middle of New York City.
Yeah. Well, that might be a message to you, you know, that nature might be coming in New York City, but not in a friendly manner. So maybe it's time to start looking into maybe a little relocation program.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Well, thank you, James.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Have a good one.
Well, we're running up to the end of the hour here, and so it's getting time to sign off. You know, I can't stress enough that it's time that we really all go within and focus on what is really important and get out of all the dramas and the chaos and everything else and just release the past right now and allow this energy to do its work that's coming in. And, you know, just start being kind to each other and focus on Eden, you know, coming back to Eden, focus on living in harmony with each other and the planet and nature and you know, find new and exotic ways of cleaning up our environment and technologies and do whatever you can to bring those in and let the Earth do her thing and listen to her and you know, thank her for maintaining this wonderful planet that we live on and allow her to do what she needs to do to continue to be the platform for life from which we all reside. We're, you know, one people, we're one planet, and there's one point we all come from, and there's one point we all return to, and we can call it many names, but it's the same source. But anyway, this is James Gunn with As You Wish, signing off. Have a great evening. Be kind to each other, and watch the skies. Good night.